Alaska's congressional delegation is unilaterally dismayed at President Obama's decision today to tap into the nation's emergency oil reserves. The White House announced this morning that it's responding to tightness in the oil markets by releasing 30 million barrels of crude. The U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve is located in salt caverns off the coasts of Texas and Louisiana and is accessed only sparingly. Alaska's congressmen and senators say, despite the recent higher prices at the gas pump, it's not time to use the emergency oil.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. This is so anti-American independence, anti-American that I've ever seen.
I do think that this is misguided. I think that this is absolutely transparent in terms of its political nature. I think that that is quite disturbing.
I don't know who gave him advice. I wouldn't have given him this advice. This is not a good idea because it's just short term.
That was Congressman Don Young and Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich. Despite the fact that Begich sits on the same Democratic side of the aisle as the White House, he's pushing to drill more oil wells in Alaska rather than using up the saved supply.
I mean, Alaska is, in my view, America's strategic oil reserve, and that's what we should be working on. These little Band-Aid approaches where they just say, we're going to sell off 30 billion barrels of oil. That's not going to do it. That's just a moment in time. 2 months from now, we'll have a discussion. We won't even know what happened in the price of the fuel at the pump because it won't have an impact.
Today, a senior White House official said the Obama team is not making predictions about whether gas prices will go down from their action. Oil prices did plunge today when the news broke. The White House says relying on the nation's oil reserves is necessary because of the restricted supply of light, sweet crude coming from Libya, especially in anticipation of the heavy summer driving season. The strategic oil reserves contain more than 700 million barrels of oil, and the Obama administration plans at this point to tap less than 5% of that. This will be only the third and the largest sale of the strategic reserves since they were created after the Arab oil embargo of the 1970s.